Thought about this, Brother Brad's lesson this morning. There are only a handful of people that are humbled and blessed and as fortunate as we are to be God's children, to know the way, the truth, and the life, and to know that truth that sets us free. We should be humbled that we are one of the very few people that are chosen and have chosen to obey Him in our lives. There are millions that reject Him. There are millions that are called by Him. Few are chosen. Those that are chosen are us. To test ourselves. When I read this passage, actually I have a lesson that's about testing. Does God test us? Do we test all these things? And I read, there are, over 100 passages that have the word test, Old Testament, New Testament. And as I was reading all those passages, this scripture came to light for me. Test yourselves. Because as we go about our lives, testing is part of our life for all different things we do. A lot of the things we do have been tested and tried, and we don't even recognize that that's part of the way it is. Those of you that are in science, those of you in education or retired from those, or engineering or management, all kinds of testing is being done, has been done. Testing is part of our lives. And when we think of, I've mentioned it before, I don't like to take a test. Everybody's, But God's holy word says, test yourselves. Doesn't say test each other. That's what we want to do, right? We need to make sure we're understanding what God says, test yourselves. Doesn't say test each other. It says love one another, bear with one another, forgive one another. It says test yourself. It would be nice for us to be able to have a little electronic tester just like Brother Adam uses sometimes when he's testing a circuit, when he's testing whether something's hot or not, panel-wise, whether it's grounded correctly, how many volts, how many amps is coming out of it, a little electrician, electrical testing. It'd be nice to have a little tester for us to say, I'm going to test myself this morning. According to God's word. So how would we do that? How would we test ourselves? Well, God does not leave us without a formula. This isn't a formula lesson, but we'll use that word again. Or a plan, or a way that we may glorify Him and continue to commit the things that we have in our hearts to Him. How about a button that we could push when we get up in the morning? How many of us touch a computer, screen, iPad, phone, electronic device during the day? Most of us do. And what about if there's a little test button on all those devices to test yourself? Test yourself for what? Well, we're going to look at it in God's Word and passages. But a test button. What happens if I have a little sticker made up? This is a test, and you got to push that button every morning to be part of the kingdom of heaven. Well, I wouldn't bind that on somebody else. But for us to consider that, to be tested. We're tested all the time. We test each other. We're tested by things that happen around us that we may not appreciate, like veggie burgers. See, to me, that's crazy. Those of you that like them, that's fine. But, call them something else. Vegemite sandwich. Okay? Don't call them a burger. Burger's meat. That's my burger deal. Hannah says, move on from that. But we're tested all kinds of ways in our lives, folks. And we should be able to embrace that and accept that, because God tests us, unfortunately, I think sometimes in our lives. But it also says that we should test people, whether they're truthful or not, God's holy word, and also test ourselves. This morning, our lesson is test yourselves. And thank you, brother, for reading this passage. And as we think about testing ourselves, what are some ways we test ourselves physically? What am I going to eat today, right? That's a test. How much am I going to eat today? That's a test. How do we do that? We say it on a scale. How many of us stood on a scale this morning? Okay, there's a handful of us. Guess what? I refuse to stand on a scale. They're false. They lie to you. They disappoint you. They bring sadness. And I'm kidding a little bit. Yes and no. Simple test. Do you pray when you get up in the morning? Is prayer part of your morning routine? That's a test. Look at that. Look at how we examine tests. Here's the other thing. I want to keep on us about testing ourselves. Because we test. Do we think about it? What do we test? Do we test each other's patience? Each other's love? Each other's forgiveness? Should we be testing those things? Or should we test in ourselves? We should be doing those things as we start out. But you know, there's all kinds of tests. I looked at this, and you look at this. There's systems and processes and development and defects and requirements. And let's ask ourselves, how does Satan test us? He tests us whether we're following Jesus or not. He wants to bring out all those defects. He wants us to be disappointed when we stand on the scale of faith. He wants us to be disappointed when we stand. Well, some of you are making great progress stepping on the scale, so I commend you. But the scale of faith, where do you stand? Do you test yourself on a scale of faith? Are you scared you can pull the scale out and examine yourself? I plead with you not to do that. Change your heart. Whatever's keeping you from testing your faith, from opening your heart, I plead with you to examine yourself and get those things removed in your life. What? Test yourselves. Who is not weak towards you, but mighty in you? Yet he lives by the power of God. Shall we live with him by the power of God? Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Jesus Christ is in you. Are you disqualified or not disqualified? Do you know? Are you running a race by the rules set forth from God's holy word? Satan, once again, wants us to be disqualified. He wants us to think that we're not walking with Christ. He wants to think that Jesus isn't in us. That's not true. That's not what God's word says. God's word says he is in you. So do you look in the mirror and say, God, you created me. You're in me. I feel your presence. I make your choices according to what you've given me and blessed me. Your grace, your mercy, your forgiveness. Do you feel qualified or disqualified? It's up to us individually whether we're qualified or not. When Lucas and I go to race, typically, there's 20 cars that start to feature. Once in a while, they add a couple more, 22, maybe 24, depending on the size of the track and how many people are there. But we are qualifying through the night to race to make 20 spots and start in the feature event, which pays better money. So there's rules set up that say only these many people or this many people are going to be able to run in the main event. Qualified. Only so many qualified. Not the case with God in the kingdom of heaven. Everybody qualifies, but you got to qualify yourself. I don't get to qualify anybody. I can pray for them. I can forgive them. I can love them. Oh, I'm qualifying myself as I do those things. Do I disqualify myself when I'm hateful? When I'm unforgiving? When I'm unloving? I don't know about you, but I don't like those times when I'm failing Christ. When I'm not being all I can be or who I want to be. Neat thing about God's word, it says repent. We talked about that this morning. How do we keep going? Repent. Repent. Test yourselves. And continuing in 2 Corinthians 13, it is written, "Now I pray to God that you do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but that you should do what is honorable, though we may seem disqualified. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. For we were glad when we are weak and you are strong. And this also we pray, that you may be made complete. Therefore I write these things, being absent, lest being present I should use sharpness, according to the authority which the Lord has given me for edification, and not for destruction." Test yourselves. How many of us know somebody's in manufacturing? They test something, they develop it, and then they release it. That's just a simplification. And that's day one, they test it. That's all it takes. Day two, they develop it. And day three, they release it. It's sold to the public. They don't even do stuff that fast in China. But why do we expect ourselves, when we test one another, or when we test ourselves, we expect immediate results? Bam. I tell you how. We're used to stepping on a scale and measuring ourselves. God measures ourselves by love and grace and peace and joy. Test yourselves whether you're happy, whether you're joyful, whether you're at peace, whether you're loving and forgiving, and more each day. Because we don't conquer those things and say, "Man, I'm full of love. I don't have to worry about it anymore." We gotta work on that. It takes some work. And guess what? Even though sometimes we go through testing and development and we release the results in our faith, we still got to pray because evil tempts us. We got to do what's honorable. God's truth is the truth. And there are some times that we're weak and others are strong. There are times when we've got to eat our pride and know what's right and be humble to help others strengthen their faith. Examine ourselves. The more we learn about God's holy word and it works in our life, we should be more loving, more kind, more forgiving, more understanding, more wisdom. We shouldn't be more proud, more bold, more condescending, more self-righteous. We pray for each other that we would be made complete in Christ. When's the last time you prayed for a specific brother or sister here? I'm not talking about the people on the prayer list, the people that don't belong here because they're not here and they rejected Christ. I'm talking about each of us right here. We are God's people.
that say, I will follow you, Jesus. We're here today. We are testing ourselves today. Have you prayed for one another? That you remain faithful no matter what comes your way. Whether it's anger, whether it's a relationship that you're wanting or a relationship you shouldn't have. Self-control. How many of us need each other to pray each other for self-control? You can't go wrong with that, brothers and sisters. I pray for Brother Brad to have self-control today. I pray for Brother Ed. For whatever reason, however we want to interpret it. But to consider one another. Test yourself whether you really love each other or not. And my mother always said, actions speak louder than words. Are you praying for each other? Who else? Don't get me wrong. We should pray for the world. We should pray for our loved ones, our family, friends, co-workers, strangers. But above all, look around in this room. These are the people that are straight and on the narrow way. We are the people God has chosen. We are the people that aren't following the faith of our fathers or mothers or grandparents. We're following Jesus and the apostles. Now, some of you may be following some of the faith of your fathers because your parents are here, which is a good thing. Test yourselves. The world does not want to know the truth. And when you use the truth, what happens? It says, for we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. And here's what happens when you start speaking the truth. People consider it sharpness. Not as in wisdom of sharpness, but it has the sharp of a knife. Two-edged sword cuts right to the heart. People don't want you messing with their hearts. Jesus came to seek and save everybody's heart, soul, mind, and body. Test yourself whether your faith is strong enough to love somebody enough to cut their heart with the truth. It's tough to do. It's tough to say, I don't want to do that. Because I'm following Jesus. I don't want to see that because I'm following Jesus. I don't want to say that because I'm following Jesus. You shouldn't be doing that because you're supposed to be following Jesus. It's edifying. Sharpness should be edifying. Not for destruction. Do you feel authorized? Here's my question. I'll use the scale again. I'm stepping on the scale of faith. Now, are you authorized to reach out with love to edify people with the truth that's going to be sharp? Yes. But I want to be loved by everybody. I want to get along with everybody. I want to be friends with everybody. That's true in my heart. Make sure your friendship with the world is not empty against God. It is written. Satan will struggle and pull our hearts, all of our hearts, in that direction. He does. God has blessed us beyond measure. We have great and wonderful things and great lives. We do have stress, strife, and illness. Okay? But test yourself. Are you weighed down? Are you on the scales of faith? Or are you on the scales of Satan? Are you positive and thankful and humble and loving and kind? Or are you negative and hateful and condescending? Folks, there's a time to use sharpness according to authority which the Lord has given for edification.
Because you love them, not because you hate them. And continuing the last few verses in 2 Corinthians, finally, brethren, farewell. Become complete. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. This is the last few words Paul writes to Corinthians. And obviously he already wrote 1 Corinthians. These are all Christians. Okay, this is just not the world. The Corinthian church, after they go through all the mess and all the ugliness of sin, he comes back and writes 2 Corinthians the second time after he sends somebody over there to help him a little bit. And then he's encouraging them to keep the faith and not to give up and focus on the things and to test themselves. And then he says, finally, brethren, farewell. Become complete. Stand on the scales of faith. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. Boy, I enjoy and I like watching what's going on in politics. Because I think it has a lot to do with our country and my future, my kids and my grandkids and my great-grandkids that I may never see. But if you watch something that makes you be somebody you don't want to be in Christ, live in peace. It's going to be tough to live in this world and live in peace. That's what we do when we come here with one another. We should be at peace. It's a spiritual peace. It's being in control of all the situations around you because you've given everything up to Christ. I could be like some people and say, we're going to greet each other with a holy kiss. And now there's going to be kissers at the door. When everybody comes in, we're not going to use greeters, we're going to use kissers. Will that be scriptural? I'm jesting a little bit, folks. That's how people go astray. They take one passage of scripture and apply doctrine to people's lives when it says, test yourself. Do you greet all the saints when they come in? Even if it's just with your heart and your presence of being here. There's a bunch of things about testing. So I just pulled them off. There's a testing for this, a testing for that. We've talked about electrical testing, manufacturing testing, design, all kinds of stuff. Here's one, testing. You got to test, and you got to optimize it, and you got to repeat it, and then you measure your success, and then you analyze it, and then you start testing again. So I asked us this morning, just looking at this little chart that I pulled off Google, by Googling. What are you optimizing? In your faith? Your walk with God? Are you repeating good things? Are you measuring yourself against God's holy word? Or are you done with God's holy word and you think you're good enough? You know, we come together and open God's word to analyze our hearts to make sure it's right with God. And I studied this lesson, as I studied this lesson, I don't like to be tested. I'll just be honest with you. How many of us likes our kids to test our patience?
Not.
We do the same thing with God.
He says, here, I love you, follow these things. Well, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, God. When I have a convenient time. Jesus said, now is the time to follow me. The convenient time to test yourself whether you're walking in faith or not is now. Embrace testing. I'll give you an example about testings. You know, we don't want to be tested. We don't want to be tried. And then if Lucas and I could go spend 3 or 4 weeks at a racetrack and adjust everything on the race car and change all kinds of stuff so we'd know we'd have it just perfect, or at least we thought we did, we would enjoy that testing, wouldn't we? Maybe we should enjoy being tested and tried and saying, I am standing on the scales of faith. I did forgive that person. I did love that person. I am losing that sin weight and gaining the faith weight, gaining the faith muscle. I am becoming complete in Christ. Be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace. Here's the deal. We want the love of God and the peace without us testing ourselves. Without being of good comfort. I'm comforted by God's holy word. Being of one mind. My mind is sound because of God's holy word. I am at peace because I'm right with God. And the love of God and the peace will be with you. I don't know about you, but I want the love of God and peace in my heart and in my life. And I want to be able to share that with people around me. People I love, strangers I meet, my coworkers, even my enemies. I don't have no enemies. I'm getting old enough now, I'm outliving them. No, I'm just kidding. But even the people that hate me and hate what I stand for and what I believe in, I want to be able to be at peace with them and love them. Because that's the only thing that's going to turn their hearts to Jesus. Because I can't change people's hearts, and laws that man writes cannot change people's hearts. Only God and His Word can change people's hearts. May the grace of Jesus be with you all. May the love of God be with you all. May the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. May the things that hold us together, that stand for what is right, what is holy, what is precious, be with us all. Now here's the type of test I thought was comical, so I'm going to share it with you. All you need to know about the soaking test. All I saw was this slide, and I'm thinking, okay, I hate bread that's been soaked. You know, milk toast. You know how people used to drink milk toast? Eat milk toast? Man, I want my toast crunchy with plenty of butter. Maybe peanut butter. I'm going to start making you hungry now. Maybe some homemade jelly or jam. Or honey. Or almond butter. Fresh almond butter. You know, whatever. Whatever you want to put on. But if you look at this, all you need to know about the soaking test. I don't even know what the soaking test is. I just thought the slide would do this. Are you immersed in Jesus? In His Spirit? Is He in you? Is the first part of this chapter talks about. Is Jesus in you? Are you soaked full of love, peace, and joy? Grace. And if not, test yourselves to do those things. I'm trying not to eat cookies, but I tell you what, the soaking test, when you're soaking cookies in something, milk or coffee or don't know about you. Does anybody in here not like to dunk cookies? Nobody. Oh, come on, man. I don't even care what kind of cookies you like. They could be triple stuffed. They could be homemade. But you test it by taking a bite out of that cookie to see if you got it, if you soaked it enough. Test yourselves whether you're in Jesus or not. Test yourselves. There's nothing wrong with stepping on the scales of faith every day. It's encouraging. It isn't going to be like the regular scales you step on, I guarantee you. You never, does any of us ever lose weight fast enough? Nobody. Has any of us stepped on the scales of faith and said, I'm doing good. I'm more loving, I'm more kind, I'm more forgiving. We should do that. We should be increasing in those things in our life. Jesus was tested way beyond anything we could bear. So when we test ourselves, it's so small compared to how much Jesus tested and gave his life for us. As we gather around each morning, Sunday morning, and remember the things that Jesus has given us by the testing of his faith, I plead with us to continue to test our faith and to be in Christ so that you may live forever. If you haven't, examine yourselves of whether you're in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? If Jesus isn't in your heart, there's no better time to open your heart, have your sins washed away by him. If you're having heart problems and you need prayers of congregation, we invite you to seek for help. There's no better time than now. Let me stand and sing. Select.